Hi, my name is Marion Ferro, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Mass., Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a lot of new stuff today. I'm going to start out with I'm really excited to be playing this one because it just came out like last week, I believe. This is a local band, Bad Marriage, great hard rock band. This was released this last week, and they're going to be releasing an album early next year, so I'm looking forward to that. And they just put out this single along with a really cool video, and song is called Diablo, and this is Bad Marriage.
Chemical.
right. You just heard several local stuff, bands, local songs, and many new. First was Bad Marriage with their brand new single, Diablo. And as I said, they will be having an album coming out early next year. After Bad Marriage, you heard Chemical from Panifex Blue, the brand new album from State of the Union. They'll be playing Saturday night at the 5th Annual Christmas Holiday Extravaganza at the Thirsty First Tavern and Grill in Lowell, Mass. Then Justine and the Unclean with Monosyllabic Man from their brand new album, Heartaches and Hot Problems. They'll be playing Saturday night at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester, Mass. A lot of shows coming up on Saturday night, December 1st, I believe it is. And then you heard a classic local band, Nervous Eaters, with After Your Good Times Are Gone from the recent reissue of their 1986 album, Hot Steel and Acid, on Ace of Hearts Records. The album was remastered with 6 additional tracks that were recorded back then but just didn't get released on the disc then. And that was one of the tracks that was not released on the original album. I just got a request from, I believe it was Ryan Walden, and he asked for Tedeschi Trucks Band tune. And I want to apologize to you, Roy, because I did not find the tune you were looking for. I also could not find a pen in here to write down the titles. I don't know why. There's no pen in this place anywhere. I didn't have mine with me, unfortunately. But anyway, I'll get you some Tedeschi Trucks Band anyway, and I hope you enjoy this one. This song is called Shelter. It's Tedeschi Trucks Band. All right, that was a request for the Tedeschi Trucks Band, and also I did not mention, I just had to look it up to be certain when it was, because they are going to be in town. The Tedeschi Trucks Band will be at the Orpheum Theater in Boston Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So... As I said, there was a request for the Tedeschi Trucks Band, although that song was Shelter. Not sure, I don't think that was the song requested, but I hope that's cool with you. That sounded pretty good, so I would think maybe you would be cool with it. I hope so. And as I said, they're going to be playing Thursday through Saturday nights at the Orpheum Theater in Boston. Now I have so many shows this week, especially Saturday night. Got one of them is going to be the She's a Badass record release show with local band Flight of Fire and Sherry Curry, who was the lead singer in The Runaways. Songs dedicated to all the female musicians who paved the way for women in music, in the music industry. And they plan to record the official video for the song live at the show. And Flight of Fire will be Sherry Curry's backing band for a tribute to The Runaways. The Runaways were an all-girl rock band in the 70s, started by Joan Jett and drummer Sandy West, who joined with producer Kim Fowley, probably best known for Joan Jett and Lita Ford, who continued their music careers successfully. And these were girls in the band. They were still teenagers. And their self-titled debut album was released in 1976, and Band broke up in 79. In between, four studio albums, one live album, toured the U.S., sold out shows, opened for all bands like Cheap Trick, Van Halen, Tom Petty, and world tour. They were huge in Japan. And Flight of Fire is a local band formed in 2009, a hard-rocking four-woman band. Was in the 2017 Rock and Roll Rumble and won the New England Music Award for Best in State Massachusetts last year, and this year won the award for Live Act of the Year. So I'm going to play for you first The Runaways with Cherry Bomb, and then Flight of Fire with Rockstar Life from the album Flight of the Phoenix.
The Rockstar Life, and we've been paying our dues, paying our dues.
Red hot lips, leathers black. fact, I'm feeling just fine. She said, hey man, there was no love between us, and what we had was only disease. It hit me hard like a functioning gun. I was a sucker for her carny love. I said, she's a freak, drink the same carny love. Trailer looks like a shack. He said, hey boy, last night I killed the world. Skydiving down and roller coaster curves. Just shut my head, cause I had enough. There ain't no future in this carny love. I said,
on behalf of Rad, if you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You just heard first the Runaways doing Cherry Bomb from their self-titled debut album, then Flight of Fire with Rockstar Life from their album Path of the Phoenix. And as I said, they're going to be playing together at the Once Ballroom in Somerville on Saturday night. It's the She's a Badass record release show. They did a record together, so that should be a really cool show. And after that, you heard a brand new song from Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. The song was Carny Love, and it's from their new disc, Happiness is on the Way. Now, I've got to get some serious guitar time in here, because it's tough having only an hour show, you know? There's not enough, so much music, so little time. But serious guitar time, I'm going to start with someone local. It's the Tyler Morris Band with Willie the Wimp from his new album, Next in Line. It was his third album. It's a Stevie Ray Vaughan song, and it's about a real person who wasn't or was around anyway. No, they're not anymore. Anyway, Morris is a local kid, and when he was 11, he began playing regularly at the C-Note in Hull, Mass. Began writing music when he was 13, recorded his first album at 15. I think he's around 18 now. In 2016, he was selected to play at the Guitar Gods Festival with Yngwie Malmsteen, Steve Vai, Rudy Sarzo, and others. And the Tyler Morris Band will be playing Saturday night at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
destroy yourself, woman. All you do is sit around drinking wine. You worry me, baby. I'm sitting here wondering what in the world can I do.
A little bit of serious guitar for you. First, the Tyler Morris Band with doing Stevie Ray Vaughan's song Willie the Wimp from his album Next in Line. And as I said, they're going to be playing Saturday night at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Then you heard Sean Chambers with Cherry Red Wine from his new album Welcome to My Blues. Guitarist, singer, and songwriter Chambers grew up on the Gulf Coast and of Florida, loved blues and blues rock guitars. Released his debut album in 1998 after 15 years of playing in clubs. That year, he was asked to play with Hubert Sumlin in Memphis, at a Memphis Blues Festival, and then went on to tour with him. He since had the opportunity to share stages and sit in with many of his blues and blues rock heroes, and he tours mostly in Florida. Might have time for like one more song, I think. So, you know, I'll give you this band. I've played these guys a lot from Germany called Four Cool Cats. In the first single, Wish in My Brain, bass player John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany, and I had been playing another German band he was in, and he's no longer with them and started this new band, Four Cool Cats. So here's Wish in My Brain.